It's hard to believe that it's just barely a week since Shemini Atzeret when we began saying Mashi Baruch Mor Degeshem, but that is the case. And Chazal teach us, or the Poskim teach us, that if a person leaves out Mashi Baruch Mor Degeshem from Shemona Esrei, so the insertion is so important that if he's completed the whole Shemona Esrei, he has to repeat Shemona Esrei again because he left out Mashi Baruch Mor Degeshem. So I wanted to go over halacha that's brought down the Tur and Siman Kuf Yudalid. The Tur quotes from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi Masechet Tanya, it says, "Amid Paleol Vein Yodeim His Kirim La." If a person daven and he doesn't know whether or not he mentioned Mashi Baruch Mor Degeshem, Kodem Shloshim Yom Chazak Hamushu Lamud Maskir. So within the first 30 days, the presumption is he's continuing on the way that he's been accustomed to. So right now, it's after Sukkot, so the presumption is that he didn't say it if he's Mesupak. You know, was he before Sukkot, he wasn't saying it, and now within not enough days to be habituated. He says, Mikan ba'elach mach sarich maskir. But after 30 days, the presumption is that he's habituated, and he said, Mashi Baruch Mor Degeshem. Hilkachat shloshim yom, im safek lo, im hizkiroim lav, olav, sarich lazur. So therefore, within the first 30 days, if he's Mesupak, he's got to go back and repeat it. The mistama lo hizkir, because most likely he did not mention it. V'udinami shloshim Pesach, and similarly, 30 days after Pesach is the opposite way. Mistama his kir. Most likely, you know, on Pesach we stop saying Mashi Baruch Mor Degeshem. Most likely, he continued saying it. Sirich Lazur. He's got to go back and repeat Shemona Esrei. Then the Tur quotes the opinion of the Maharam Rutenberg. Rav Meir mi Rutenberg, who lived in the 13th century, Haya Ragil Omar Bishmini Atzeret Birkat HaTagibur Tishim Pamim, he would be accustomed to say on Shemini Atzeret 90 times the bracha HaTagibur Le'olam Hashem on Mashi Baruch Mor Degeshem till Mashi Baruch Mor Degeshem, and the post will bring down, you don't want to say the words L'Shem Hashem, so HaTagibur Le'olam Hashem, you'd be HaTagibur Le'olam Hashem, so you begin from Mechai Meitim HaTarav L'Hoshia until Mashi Baruch Mor Degeshem. He says K'neged Shloshim Yom Shomer Oto Shloshim Pamim B'chol Yom, corresponding to the 30 days. So he was sort of gaming the system, in other words, accelerating the system. He's figuring that in 30 days I'll say it 90 times, which also needs some discussion, and that if he can accelerate it, so he's got 90 times in one day. And now, if he's in doubt, he doesn't have to go back because he's already habituated to say it the proper way. Raya told me parakates at a regular. He has a raya from the Gemara in Bava Kama on Daf Chav Dalad. Dame gabe shor amuad richet negi chotav chayav kiriv negi chotav lo kolshkein. So Rav Meir in the Gemara in Bava Kama. So if an ox gores on 3 days, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, it's a shor muad. And Chazal learned now from the pasuk in shor nagachu mitmol shalshom. So mitmol is really with 2 days, and shalshom is the third day, so 3 days. So the Tana Rav Meir says over there that if Riche Nikichotav Chayev, if he's a Shor Muad when the gorings are separated by 1 day, 3 days, so Kirev Nikichotav Lokoshkin, so if he gores 3 times in 1 day at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, and 11 o'clock, he's certainly a Shor Muad. That accelerates the process. Sahakanami, Kamed Lachar Shoshim Yom, and whom is Supak, Ain't Sarich Lazur. So certainly we can apply the same idea here, according to Maharam Rutenberg. We can, just like the Shor Muad can be accelerated as a Shor Muad, he doesn't have to wait Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he can do it all in 1 day, Monday, and then he's a certified Shor Muad. So too, here with the Tefillah the same way, if I repeat it 90 times in 1 day, then I'm habituated. That's the way we're going so far. Then the Torah says, "Varab Rabino Peretzal Ketav Lo Chazinu Rabban Keshishi Tzarfat Abdi Hachi." So Rabino Peretz says, "I haven't seen the elderly, the venerable rabbis of France, you know, who've accustomed themselves this way." He says, "She'ain Hanidon Domel Arai." The two cases are not comparable: the shore and the davening. The Hatam Tama Mishum Shehuchzak Ligach. Over there, he's established to be a goring ox. And so I can accelerate that. But by Geshem, depends on a person's language, we wouldn't say this way. So the Beis Yosef has two pshatim on what Rabbeinu Peretz means. So the first pshat, he quotes from Rav David Abudram, who lived in Spain in the 14th century, and he wants to say like this, that when It's a shor is habituating. So just the goring is habituating. It gores once, gores twice, gores three times. But when it comes to speech, and I'll read the language, Vav pi shehergal roshon lomar mitchila d'taki bor mashiv ruach lebado b'loch barach rishona demagain lo havi cheskat hergal shemanchila paleil b'seder birkat magain v'charka kataki bor. He wants to say it's a little bit like the like a dress rehearsal for a play. If you have an actor and he's got, you know, the zillions and zillions of lines to say, and he goes over one line, you know, 90 times, does that mean at the actual play he'll say it properly? So the way the first of drama is saying no. In other words, I need the whole dress rehearsal. So here, if I'm just saying this one line, that's not habituating. In other words, sure, he gores. Fine, he gored. That's the whole piece. But with the Hergel Lashono, it's part of a bigger script. So the fact that I'm just repeating the one line 90 times doesn't mean, according to Reino Peretz, that will establish, you know, my likelihood to continue saying it that way. Then he quotes Rabbeinu Gadol, Rabbi Yitzchak Aboav writes that the reason for Rabbeinu Peretz is it's not comparable. He says, Dahatam, and I'll read it inside and explain. Dahatam shud l'tevaro senachan hinek shesenat nagicha b'karov more shehut b'boze b'kinyan masha'en kein iloya oseotam b'harchaka shishlamomar b'kol akamihem mikrehu aval kana devar t'lui b'hergal l'shon l'shon inu murgal kolkach shesedavar achad b'kiruv. So this is explained by Rav Shimon Shkab and the Rabbi Zeb Dickstein, the Al Hadaf, you know, goes over this. This is for in Masechet Tanis, there's a piece, and also in Masechet Baba Kama. So anyway, but Rav Shimon Shkab in the Chiddush Rav Shimon Shkab in Baba Kama, Siman Mem. And Reb Shimon Shkab was, of course, a Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshiva Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan for 1 year between 1928 and 1929. And he's also the great-great-grandfather of Rebbetzin Ismach in the Young Israel Great Neck. So he says that the two are different. This is Reb Shimon Shkab. He says that... Is imbashinu izali the hergal and the gichot, or shdeish the gashlo shpamim and a makir mitivo shoshor shu nachan? Meaning, and the way Rabbi Dickstein was explaining, is it a siman or a siba? In other words, one way to view the shor is the shor gores three times. The shor is habituated; he's going to gore, and then I can make sort of the tsushtel with the davening. The same way, I can be habituated. But another way to understand the shor, it's not to do with habituation. That, in other words, if it's habituation, that would be, that's a siba. But it could be that it's a siman, meaning it's not a habituation the way we understand the shor muad. It's like a thermometer, you know, tells you whether the person has a hot temperature. So if it gores three times, that reveals to us that the disposition of this shor was an aggressive shor. It's just a litmus test. Is the shor, you know, a dangerous shore, so it does three times, so that's like the litmus test, you know, that establishes that he's a shor nachan. So if I say that's the process that's establishing what his propensity is, it's got nothing to do with the saying it, you know, with the tefillah, because that's nothing, there's no propensity that's involved there. So he says, though, the Torah says, "Va'adoni avi arosh zal hayinu tel l'sfarad ha-remeir." So the Rosh followed his Rebbe, the Rambam Rotenberg, but there's more to speak about this, but I think that'll be it for today.